getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh, I know, you're saying to yourself right now, how's it possibly time for a new edition of Tim's Oompa Hour? You know, the weeks just keep on rolling by, and every week, there's brand new Oompa Hour. Works out rather well. Welcome aboard for another show, an hour of great old-time records here on the show. Always play records on the show. We don't have any of that fancy-pants digital stuff around here. We like it with the scratches and the, you know, the boogers and the dirt and all that stuff, you know, makes it sound like it's authentic music, you know what I mean? So anyway, got a pretty good lineup for you today. We'll see what happens. We're going to start out with the Polecats, a well-worn 45, I might add, that looks like it's spent about 56 years riding around in somebody's jukebox. Anyway, here they are, All the Girls Want Me.
This may sound funny, I have so much money. The girls call me honey, they want me for my money. The girls call me honey, they want me for my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. Каждая бы мне чала, вот что поцеловать. А я бедный есть, где мне нам шекче сховать. А я бедный есть, где мне нам шекче сховать. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. Start the bells ringing, I'll watch the girls swinging. Some loving they're bringing, and this is what I'm singing. Some loving they're bringing, and this is what I'm singing. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. For my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money.
All right, there you go. I see a problem I've never had, actually. All the girls want me just for my money. No, they all want me for my sparkling personality and my good looks. That's never been a problem either. It's a good thing I got the wife. I've been in good shape for, 30-some years. If you ask her, she won't know either. We'll both sit there scratching our heads trying to do the math. But anyway, there are the Polecats getting us rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We'll have all the usual stuff in the show today. I'm going through the stack of shellac, picking our 78 of the week, coming up here later in the show. And, of course, we always promise you at least one waltz. So those of you that aren't up to doing a polka can relax a little bit. And maybe do a little waltz around the kitchen or the living room or whatever the case might be. So here's a deal you don't hear often. Not a lot of times do like mainstream big band outfits do a polka record, but Russ Morgan and the orchestra did, and along with the Morganaires doing the singing. There's an original name, right? Anyway, here's Russ Morgan and the rest of the band, the entire orchestra, and the Cornflower Polka.
I'm in love with the cornflower. My future's looking fine. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine. When we dance, her skirts really swirl. My head's in a whirl. Oh boy, what a girl. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine.
They played a tune they called the tulip. You sang a song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip. With lovely music, goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my cornflower with me. Song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip. With lovely music, goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my cornflower with me.
See, don't confuse the cornflower with the cornstarch. Two different products. I don't really think there is corn flour. So this is F-L-O-W-E-R. It's not flour like flour because you're baking a cake, you know? Anyway, Russ Morgan and the orchestra, along with the Morganaires. And what does it say? In the teeny-weeny print down at the bottom here, what is that? The Morgan Manor. Music in the Morgan Manor. Ooh, doesn't that sound fancy? Anyway, Russ Morgan and the orchestra. Let's go German style, shall we? Got Christy Hengel here with the Goosetown Polka. And if you're from around these parts, around Minnesota, the upper Midwest, you know Goosetown is New Ulm, Minnesota, where you get people like the Six Fat Dutchmen come from, and Whoopi John and a bunch of others. Anyway, here we go with the Goosetown Polka.
Thank you.
Christy Hanselaer, Goose Town Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing this week anyway, huh? Been a busy week up here in northern Minnesota. Weather's been pretty decent. I give you credit for that. By the way, I should mention, now that we're now up to 30 radio stations, we've added another one that's just down the block, practically. So now I feel weird when I tell them what the weather's been like, and I know I got people listening in Miami that are amused by the fact that it could be, you know, 50 below or something, because, like, to normal people up here, it's like, yeah, big deal. Shut up already. Anyway, what are we doing here? Oh, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum before we go any further, shall we? Superior, Wisconsin is the place. Belknap Street is the more specific place. Just look for 1,400 accordions. You'll know you're in the right place. Yes, that is a lot of stuff. They have a lot of other stuff to go along with that. They've got the concert hall. They've got the accordion repair and technician school. They've got the gift shop, the research, research library, I guess. Just tons of information about music, instruments, inventions, people that have traveled to here from all over the country and brought their music with them. Check them out online is the easy thing to do. Worldofaccordions.org is where you're going to find them. And you can see some pictures there, read a lot of really interesting history stuff, and, you know, find out about making a plan to come visit. They're obviously not open as much in the winter as they are in the summer during the tourist season. But if you're planning the trip, they can help you out. All right. Check them out. Worldofaccordions.org. We have Al Coco Zluzniak up next. And this does sound a lot like a coffee percolator. It's the Percolator Polka. My friend is Percolator Polka. Just made me, I swear I could smell coffee brewing downstairs right now. There you have it. Al Coco Zluzniak there with the Percolator Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I figured out that over the last few weeks, I have pulled an awful lot of Lil Wally records to play. It's like they just came up in the library in a kind of a streak there. And, you know, you don't want to play more than one song by any artist in a show. And I know we played Lil Wally last week. So I think I'm just going to have to play Lil Wally in every show for the next 2-3 weeks just to get these records out of the stack of records that are waiting to be played. And, you know, Lil Wally made about a billion records, so it's not, it's kind of like Six Fat Dutchman or especially Whoopi John. There's a lot of records out there, and so you gotta play those buggers. I have Lil Wally doing the EIO polka. Everybody seems to spell this different. Some people just put the letter E, the letter I, the letter O. Lil Wally spells it EE-I-OH polka. So imagine that that's how you're pronouncing it as you sing along with Lil Wally here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O, grab your girlfriend by the toe. If she hollers, let her go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O, 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 E-I-O, E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O. By the toe, if he hollers, let him go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O, 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 E-I-O, E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O.
You were singing with, weren't you? Lil Wally there. And the EIO Polka. And this one, it does have the Harmony Boys on it. Sometimes they have the Harmony Boys. Sometimes they have the Lucky Harmony Boys. Sometimes Lil Wally just calls himself Mr. Happiness. You never know what the deal's going to be on one of these Lil Wally records. I notice here that over the years I've done some math on the sleeve that the record goes in. That's one of those things happens to me a lot. I need to write something down or jot something down. You know, or a message on the phone, and I'm writing down the number, whatever it is. I just grab a record, and I write it on the sleeve that the 45 is in. And then, like, 6 years later, I look at it, I wonder what that meant. It looks like I was multiplying 54 by 17. Why would I do that? I have no idea. But it was important at the time, important enough that I wasn't even going to wait to find a piece of paper. I scratched it right there onto the record. Anyway, let us press on. How about a good scratchy old Feds Frischi record on the Soma record label out of Minneapolis, huh? This one's got a few miles on it. In fact, I even considered maybe this one's not up to the task. Let's cross our fingers and give it a try. Here's the old Village Barn. Thank you. They have it there, Fez Fritchie and the Old Village Barn. And that record looked a lot worse than it sounded. I'm pleased it played that nicely. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show every week. This happens right here. Same place, same time, same deal. If you have requests, dedications, comments, questions, whatever the case might be, there are multiple ways to get in touch with Oompa Hour headquarters. Worldwide Oompa Hour headquarters, yeah. You can send a text or leave a voicemail at area code 218-259-2985. Okay, got that? Area code 218-259-2985. And that'll make the red bat phone go off. No, it's the Oompa phone, actually. Looks like a tuba. Or you can email OompaHour at AOL.com. That's just all small letters, you know, no spaces, the usual. OompaHour at AOL.com. There's two oohs in Oompa, OOMPAH, OompaHour at AOL.com. Or Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll do the job for you. So, yeah, and then if you have a request or anything, you got to give us a couple of weeks to find it, though, because the records are organized very poorly, as you can well imagine. Now, as you know, in every show, we try to get at least a 78 in here. Good old shellac record. And I have one for us. This one is exceptionally worn out. But I just thought it'd be fun to play because I forgot this record even existed. On Capitol Records, going back to 1949. So this could conceivably have been on a 45, too. But I don't have it on a 45. It's Johnny Martin and his Headliners. And I'm telling you, this is a scratchy little bugger here. Let's get it going. This is their version of the Laughing Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. A lot of authentic patina on that one, that's for sure. There's the Laughing Polka, Johnny Martin and his headliners here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. I was just going through my mind here, see if anything exciting happened in the last week. I don't know. My wife took her car into the shop. It needs a stabilizer. What do they say? Stabilizer links or something. They're easy parts to put in the front end. That a couple of years ago, the ones in my car went kaput, and my son replaced them in about a half an hour in the garage. But see, he doesn't live here, so it's not very convenient. And so she's like, well, I got to take it in because it won't hurt. It turns out it doesn't really hurt anything as you're driving. You might find reduced steering response in dramatically dangerous predicaments. I don't know, but... It's one of those things that it clunks when you drive. So you got to fix it or the clunking drives you crazy. So the clunking was driving her crazy. Well, then the parts got, it's like, well, we don't have the parts in stock. Why would the dealer not have the parts in stock for a four-year-old model? I don't know. Anyway, so they hopefully we're going to get it fixed. And then, oh, the parts are stuck in Minneapolis. It'll be an extra day. Really? I could have just went down and got them for Pete's sake or just get some aftermarket ones at CarQuest or something. We don't need to be, anyway. So I've been driving her to work, which makes her have to get up an hour earlier in the morning, which makes her grumpy. And then I have to go pick her up again later in the afternoon, which makes me grumpy. So we're all a bunch of grumpy people. No, we're not. Let's do one from the Jolly Fisherman, shall we? You probably know this one. The Musicians, Come and Play Polka. They sounded like Jolly Fishermen to me, too, huh? There's the Musicians, Come and Play Polka here at Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. We do this, man. I pull out a big stack of polka records, and I just play them, and I'm hoping you're out there dancing or something. I don't know. Oh, that reminds me. I still got to find a waltz for the show this week, don't I? Well, in the meantime, the Hank Holler Orchestra recorded the clarinet polka, and we all know that one well. In fact, I think I played a couple different versions of it over the last couple of weeks. But on his version of the clarinet polka, on the flip side, he has the Happy Clarinets Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go. Those did indeed sound like very happy clarinets, didn't they? The Hank Holler Orchestra. That's Holler, H-A-L-L-E-R, not Holler like you old lay-hee-hoo, you know. Okay, just be sure you get it right anyway. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. As you know, in every show, I include at least one waltz so we could slow things down a little bit. Waltzers, if you want to get ready, here comes your number for the week. Push the coffee table out of the way or whatever you got to do. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. I notice on the label for this one, it does specify this is the English version. And everybody knows this one, too, I think. It's the Over the Three Mountains Waltz. Here's Frank and his Yanks.
It won't be long till I am there. Then with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say no more over three hills I'll stray. It won't be long till I am there. Then with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say no more over three hills I'll stray.
There you go, Mr. Yankovic and his Yanks there, and the Over the Three Mountains Waltz. There's also the Over Three Hills Waltz, which is not nearly as big of a deal. Oh, man, that was a ridiculous line. But anyway, there you go. As the Oompa Hour marches on this week like we do each and every week, program number 460, in case you're keeping count. Holy cow, that is a lot of polkas over the years, huh? You ready for Kenny Bass and the orchestra? I saw as one of my favorite names for polka band was Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Because, of course, there was the poppers, what is it, that was a fishing lure. And Bass, you know, Kenny Bass, like a fish. But this is not that. I don't know if this is after he was the Polka Poppers or if this is before. But it's the One Potato, Two Potato Polka. There you have it there, Kenny Bass and his orchestra. See, I instinctively want to say Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. But maybe they hadn't gone fishing together yet. I don't know what the deal is, but there they are. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you along for another week of great old-time music. You know, it's only an hour long every week, and that's because it'll leave you wanting more, but it won't poop you out, you know, so it works out really good. We haven't had anybody singing Polish yet this week. I think it's about time. Lil Richard and his polka band, not to be confused with Lil Richard and his polka all-stars. Ah, the names are killing me this week. Here's the Good Times Polka.
Czasy nastały, niech się zabawimy. Smutne czasy nas minęły, niech się pocieszymy. Poleczki skoczne, wesołe, niech my posłuchajmy. Wtedy razem zaśpiewajmy, weseli będziemy. Dobrą gorzałeczkę i ładne dziewczyny. Się tak ładnie zabawimy do późnej godziny. Nie dbamy co jutro będzie, jest dzisiaj wesoło. Niech się dzisiaj zabawimy, by się pamiętało.
There you go, Little Richard there, and his polka band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Original name for a band, and his polka band. Can you imagine if they would have had Paul McCartney and his rock and roll band? That wouldn't be just as catchy now, would it, huh? All right, let's do one from Marv Herzog. I think everybody knows this one, so dancers, if you're ready, here's one for you. It's the Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Marv Herzog there. Peanuts Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Of course, the Herzog family run the Bavaria Inn in, is it Frankenmuth, Michigan, I believe, is where it is. It's quite the deal. You can look it up on the interwebs if you're so inclined. All right, I got to pay attention to the clock here. Don't want to run out of time. I think this next record, I was going to squeak in at the end of the show last week, and I realized I had run out of time. So it makes the jump to this week here. The Chesney Brothers and the Happy Time Polka. Chesney Brothers there doing up the Happy Time Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show on the way. Roman Rezac and the orchestra coming up. I know we got some Roman Rezac fans out there because I've got emails and Facebook messages from them from time to time. Don't have a lot of Roman Rezac records laying around. So always a good chance to get one in there and point out that it's coming up, you know. So stand by for that coming up next here on the Oompa Hour.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, check them out if you get a chance. All right, they're right there on the interwebs, you know. All right, let's do Roman Rezac and the orchestra. This is Flicks Polka. Mm-hmm. right, there you have it there. Roman Rizak and the orchestra Flicks Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Do we have time to squeak in two more records? I must see what I can do. Here's Bob Gazda and the All-Stars and Polish Gypsy. All right, there you go. Bob Gazda and the All-Stars, the Polish Gypsy, and the old clock on the wall tells me if I don't talk too long, I can fit in Jimmy Broche and the Happy Country Boys on Guide Records out of Texas. Love Guide Records. Their records all sound so good. Here's the Mickey Mouse Polka, and then I'm going to get out of here.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That spells Mickey Mouse. The drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, we think that he's the most. C-A-S P-R-G-H-O-S-T. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll do your best for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N.
There you go, just sneaking that one in there with Jimmy Broche and the Happy Country Boys here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And by golly, the old clock on the wall says we are plumb darn out of time. So I guess we'll wrap it up for this week. I'll go get another stack of records together, start getting everything ready to go next week. Because, you know, we'll be back to do it again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morning. Station with my polka records. I'm what's
known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tam Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and is recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.